Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When I Need You by Lorelei James. Narrated by Roger Wayne and Lydia Dornay. Chapter 1. Jensen. Getting a headbutt to the groin was the perfect capper to my crap day. I stepped off the elevator on the second floor of my apartment building, pulling my roller bag behind me. When I turned the corner, wham! A hard head connected with my crotch. Grunting, I crumpled against the wall for a moment, thighs clamped together to try to block out the pain. Other fuck, did that hurt. When I didn't hear a, "Gee, mister, I'm sorry," I glanced up to see my crotch smasher sailing down the hallway, long brown curls bobbing as if she didn't have a care in the world. That pissed me off. "Hey, little girl," I yelled. The figure spun around and glared at me. "I'm not a girl." With that long hair, I assumed... "You have long hair," he pointed out. "I'm not wearing a dress," I shot back at him. "It's not a dress. It's a hakama." "Looks like a damn dress," I muttered. I closed my eyes and silently willed the throbbing pain in my groin to go away. Stupid visualization exercises never worked. Sighing, I pushed off the wall and opened my eyes. I said, "Look, kid, we..." But he was gone. Where the hell had he disappeared to so fast? He'd probably slipped into an apartment, but I knew everyone who lived in my building and no one had kids. Maybe in the 2 weeks you've been gone, someone new moved in. That'd be an issue since Bob, the building manager, was supposed to restrict families with kids to the other building. Did this kid's parents know he was running the halls unattended? Did they care? If I ever ran into them, they'd get a piece of my mind about their son's behavior. "Why don't you shake your fist in the air too, you grumpy old man?" I'd cop to being...